We have with us today Dr. Fred Epstein. He's a world-renowned pediatric neurosurgeon. He joins Beth Israel Healthcare System as director of the Institute for Neurology and Neurosurgery. Prior to his arrival at Beth Israel, Dr. Epstein served as director of the Division of Pediatric Neurosurgery at New York University Medical Center, where he developed unprecedented techniques for the neurosurgical removal of brainstem and spinal cord tumors. Dr. Fred Epstein also created a training program for pediatric neurosurgeons, which has resulted in a global network of physicians who successfully practice this highly specialized discipline. I mean, I can sit here and read his list of credentials for a long time, and I just want to tell you, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking your time out.
It's my pleasure to be here.
We were talking in the beginning a little bit about what we want to talk about, and I mentioned to you that scientists and psychiatrists and everybody say we use maybe less than 6 or 5 or 4% of our brain power. And you mentioned something, you know, funny to me, but and you wanted to talk about a certain area. Tell me.
Look, you asked me how much of our brain do we really use. You know, as you're asking me now, some people say that surgeons use even less of that. You know, that 5 or 8% may be a little generous, that surgeons use 2 or 3%. Look, what I said is I do an enormous amount of brain surgery. And Barry, I got to tell you, I was doing a brain operation 2 or 3 years ago. Medical student was standing behind me observing, and I was removing a benign tumor from deep within the brain. And the medical student said, "Tell me, what function does that area of the brain subserve?" And I said, "You know, if I knew exactly the answer to that question, I think I'd be too scared to do the operation." You know, I think as brain surgeons, we learn to take out tumors and to do things without creating an injury. Right. But, you know, I hate to put it this way. It's not rocket science. Yeah. You know, we learn to do certain things. In fact, you know, I was listening to you read off what I've accomplished and achieved. And, you know, it's pretty impressive. But I got to tell you, sometimes I look in the mirror in the morning and I said, "Hey, how did you pull it off? How do you make them all think that you're much smarter than you are? I mean, you can ask my wife. She'll agree with me, you know?" And, you know, it makes me think a little bit sometimes, if I may, what are the ingredients to success? You know, I had significant learning disabilities.
Can you tell me about that? Because I find that with a lot of different guests.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting. First of all, I didn't even know I had it. My daughter, Alana, my first daughter, Samara, was a professional student. Mm-hmm. My second daughter, Alana, was having some problems in school. She went to a very good school, Brearley, a tough school. And we said, "Well, we better get her tested. Hey, let's face the music." Mm-hmm. And the psychologist who did the testing sat Kathy, my wife, and I down and said, "Hey, I finished. I got to tell you something. Lana's very smart, but she has certain problems, A, B, and C." And she enumerated them. And I said, "Oh, my God, that's me." That was the first time I understood that I had had learning problems. You know, when I was growing up,
they didn't write.
No, we all thought we were stupid.
Same.
But you know what I've discovered? Those of us who have learning problems have to work so much harder.
Exactly.
To accomplish the same end, that we end up outstripping those who never had the problem, and we're not afraid of failure.
You know, it's funny. Bruce Jenner said the same thing with dyslexia on the show. He mentioned how that's something that made him try to super overachieve because of that deficiency.
Yeah, you know, I think it pushes us. We get so, you know, I think to succeed in life and to do something, you have to get rid of a certain fear of failure, and you can't be concerned. You know, so many people can't do something because they're afraid they'll look foolish. That idea may not work. Well, you see, those of us that have had to overcome these problems are so used to that happening when we were younger, when everybody thought we were dumb, that it doesn't faze us, so we are willing to take the next step. And I think it's helped a lot of us.
Yeah.